often, the unhealed wounds of the empath who often doesn't feel worthy of the best life has to offer. The truth of this was brought into stark focus for me by a series of romantic relationships and with several close friends and some business colleagues. These relationships were sapping me. I felt like I was going crazy, losing myself. I was always blaming myself and feeling like I needed to improve something. What was I doing wrong? As it turns out, the only thing I was doing wrong was overgiving to people I thought I could heal, without including my own needs and well-being in the mix. I had no idea that many people in my life were energy vampires. This is actually the case for so many people who form relationships with energy vampires. We don't even know that we're dealing with one of these masters of darkness until we become physically ill, lose our friends, our jobs, our incomes, our fertile years, and eventually even our self-esteem and dignity. The thing about energy vampires is that they target the people who are most likely to put up with their tactics. And those people are empaths, because we have extremely high levels of compassion and empathy. The energy vampires know just how to use this to their own benefit and to the detriment of the empath. But there is hope. The mental health profession in particular, and society in general, is finally getting up to speed on how these energy suckers work and how predictable they are. They are identifying personality traits and manipulation tactics. They are figuring out how to recognize vampires and opening up new pathways to leave these relationships. That's why I've written this book. I wanted to bring together some of the best research that's been done about this topic and combine it with the experiences from my own life and the lives of my patients to provide clear advice for exiting and healing from unhealthy relationships. In part one of the book, I lay the foundation for understanding the players in vampire-empath relationships and how and why they interact the way they do and what effect that can have on your life. And then in part two, I guide you through straightforward processes to turn the focus back onto yourself so you can heal and avoid energy vampires in the future. I do want to note, however, that healing from vampire abuse is a relatively individual endeavor. Obviously, there are some things that everyone must do, but your healing process will look different from everyone else's. Think of this book not as a roadmap to healing, but as a smorgasbord of techniques. Some of them will make sense in your life, others won't. Choose the ones that work for you. I promise that if you follow the advice in this book, you'll be able to ditch the darkness and create radiant health, brilliant relationships, and a joyful life. As an empath, you have special gifts that bring light to the world. Your compassion and empathy are healing salves for the people around you and the planet itself. You were not put on Earth to be the energy source of a vampire. You are here to bring your light to the world. Part 1. Understanding the Dynamics. Chapter 1. A Highly Sensitive Soul. If you've found this book, it's likely you have a sneaking suspicion that one of your relationships isn't 100% healthy. It could be a relationship with a parent, a spouse, a coworker, a sibling, a child, or anyone else you spend a good amount of time with. You may love and respect this person, but every time you're around them, you come away feeling a little crazy. You may also feel drained, depleted, and tired, like the energy has literally been sucked out of you. If this sounds familiar, it's likely that you are in relationship with someone who's commonly known as an energy vampire. People who fall into this personality category feed off the energy of the people around them. The other thing that is likely is that, just like the energy vampire, you also have a personality type. Tell me if any of this sounds familiar. You go somewhere and find yourself suddenly feeling sad or angry for no apparent reason. Perhaps you know immediately after settling in at a movie theater or concert that you have to sit elsewhere. Or perhaps someone who seems happy leaves you feeling extraordinarily sad. Maybe you feel drawn to the healing arts and the study of things like astrology and energy medicine, but feel like you can't tell anyone about it because they'll